And I'm looking forward to speaking to you on why we should be thankful. Why should we be thankful? 'Tis the season. Some of us already have our Christmas trees up. The only reason why I don't have my Christmas tree up is I've just been too busy to put it up yet. But it will be up soon. If I had my druthers, I'd put it up in August if I could, because I just love this time of year. I decided a while ago, now that's just me, I'm not speaking for you, I was not going to let the world steal my joy when it came to Thanksgiving or Christmas. I wasn't going to let the world steal the agenda of how I celebrated or what I did. The world is not the person I follow after. I follow after Jesus Christ, and I look to His example. And if the world decides to do something, I don't care what the world does. I want to do what the Bible says. And we're going to celebrate Jesus' birthday on December 25th. And bless Texas, I'm excited about it. I started playing Christmas carols a while ago. You know why? Because it's Jesus' birth. I'm going to celebrate. I don't care what Walmart says. I don't care what Meijer says. I don't care what Amazon.com says. I'm going to celebrate my Savior's birth. Can I get an amen? We follow Jesus, not the world. We're always letting the world push us around. Don't celebrate too early. Don't do this. Don't do that. Can I tell you something, beloved? It's not the Walmart Baptist Church. Walmart's a corporation that wants to make money. I'm here to serve Jesus. Bless Texas. And I'm going to do my best to serve Him. Be happy about it. Don't let the world set your agenda. Well, they're commercialize it. Go ahead. They make the money. Let them do it. You hand out a gospel tract. You be the difference. Amen? That'll preach. And that's not even part of my message. Why should we be thankful? Why should we be thankful? Luke chapter 17, you're turning there to Luke chapter 17. And we're going to quickly look at something. Why should we be thankful? The list is long, but there's only three things that I came up with. Why? Because it's a message and you're only supposed to have 3 points of why we should be thankful. Luke chapter 17, starting in verse number 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face and at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. I personally believe that unthankfulness is the core to many people's problems. I really believe that. Have you ever worked with folks that are just unthankful? I have. And I have found in my experience that people that are unthankful struggle in a lot of areas. They really do. You know why they're Krabby Patty? Because they're unthankful in a lot of areas. They can't say thank you. They can't be grateful. They complain about everything. A lot of people who complain are really just unthankful people. I've told you this story many, many times. You could probably finish it for me. But when I was young and dumb, now I'm just dumb. Back then I was young and dumb. My dad was cutting cake and he gave me a piece of cake. And I said, I complained about how small it was. And guess what my dad did? He ate it. He took it in front of me and said, I'm going to eat it. Now you got something to complain about. Next time the cake was cut, guess what I wasn't complaining about? Wow, look at that big size of the cake, Dad. Thank you. I learned to be thankful. I know some of you had it rough, and I had a beautiful childhood, but we were poor. We didn't have much money. I learned to be thankful very quick when we got to do something. It was a big deal to me. I learned to be thankful. I learned it from my daddy. My daddy grew up 9 people in a 5-room house. No running water, no plumbing, had an outhouse. in Madison, Ohio. But you talk to my dad, he had the best childhood in the world. Why? He learned to be thankful. His dad was a drunk. My grandpa Wyrick, I never met, died before I was even born. And to my knowledge, it gives me no privilege to say this. Unless someone got to him, he's in a very unhappy place even tonight. But my daddy learned to be thankful. And he told me all the time and tried to teach me to be thankful. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for the two bowls of Lucky Charms I had for dinner. I had ball practice. I couldn't get home. I was starving. I had to prepare for tonight. And Mr. Petrie had bought me Lucky Charms. And I hid them. I wasn't going to share them at Share-a-thon. Are you kidding me? I hid them in my office under my desk. I said I'm thankful, but I'm still selfish. And I took that, and I had both bowls. I'm thankful. Beloved, I got to ask you a question. Jesus made it a point of emphasis to point out where the nine were. That means Jesus wanted to know. If it's important to Jesus, then beloved, I got to ask you tonight, are you part of the nine? Yeah, we crab and complain about those lepers. How could they not be thankful? Oh, be careful, beloved. Be careful. How many times have we complained and not been thankful? How many times have we asked our Heavenly Father for something, and He not only gave us it, He gave us above and beyond what we could ever thought, and we never one time said thank you? Are you part of the nine? So tonight, very quickly, we'll talk about why should we be thankful. Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Lord Jesus, I need your strength tonight. I really do. I need you to make me a conduit of your love. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me, Lord. I want to do a good job to lift you up. I want you to be glorified. Help us to get some help tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. Number one, why should we be thankful? Number one, because we don't have to go to hell. Because we don't have to go to hell. Praise God for that. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. We all have sin in our hearts. We're born with sin. We're born under the power of sin's control. Said David, what about that cute, itsy-bitsy little kids in the nursery? Are they sinners? Okay, get 10 of them together. Okay, are you ready? And put one toy in the middle. You're going to find some sinners real quick. We're all sinners. And if you're honest with yourself, how many times, now don't tell me, don't raise your hand, but you've told a lie. How many times have you had a bad thought? How many times have you lost your temper? How many times have you took the Lord's name in vain? You only have to do one sin to make you a sinner, just one. And according to the Old Testament, the only way to get into heaven is to keep the law. Now think about this. Unless you had the blood atonement in Christ, you couldn't keep the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. That's why we had the blood atonement. That's why they had sacrifices to cover all that. And they had all these laws and all these regulations and all these rules. And if you're guilty of one law, you're guilty of all of it, breaking it all. If you've had one sin, you become a sinner. Thank God, though. Thank God. We don't have to worry about that anymore. The Bible says, if you keep going, in Romans 6:23, part A, for the wages of sin is death. Clinical tests have proven that 10 out of 10 people die. Unless the Lord comes back, all of us are going to die someday. The best part about that, though, I thank God the story doesn't end there. Someday we're going to die because the penalty of sin. We deserve death, beloved. But what's the second part of that verse say? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not sacraments. It's not communion. It's not church membership. It's not your pastor. It's not your priest. It's not salads. It's only Jesus Christ, the gift of God. Thank God for that. The thief on the cross, he realized he messed up. He looked at Jesus and he said, look, he doesn't deserve this. And he wanted to go to heaven. And Jesus, in pain and suffering and agony, looked across. He said, you'll be with me in paradise today. Could that thief work his way to heaven? Friends? Could he get baptized? Could he take communion? So either Jesus is a liar. Is he? No. We have to believe the truth. There's only one way to heaven. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, let's say it all together, but have everlasting life. If you have to work for it, it's no longer a gift. If you mess up and they take it away, is it a gift? No, it's a contract. Salvation is a gift. I'm of the age now, when Christmas rolls around, I honestly don't care if I get a gift or not. I really don't care. Because for that matter, if I want it enough, I'll buy it myself. But when I give my boys gifts, oh, Travis and Lucas, Merry Christmas! Hey, here. Oh, that'd be $10. How rotten would that be if at the end I gave them receipts and I told them to pay up when it was over? How rotten would it be for God to lie to us and say it wasn't a gift and we had to work for it? How rotten would that be? I'm here to tell you, God doesn't do that. It is a gift. It's a gift. We don't have to go to hell, beloved. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Salvation is a free gift. Romans chapter 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise God. You can be saved. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Pastor challenges us as a staff all of the time to examine ourselves, to look within, to make sure we're doing things correctly. He's asked you recently to take a second look. Are you saved? Are you 100% sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? That it wasn't just some religion and it wasn't just something you went through, but it was an actual relationship, a change. You asked Jesus to come into your heart. Beloved, like Pastor said many times, eternity is too long to play games with. In the end, we're going to have an invitation. If you don't know, come down, get it settled, talk to someone. I'll stick around after. Pastor Holmes will be here. Brother Utley will be here. Many others I know could take a Bible and talk to you about it. Do you know, beloved, you don't have to go to hell. Confess him. Choose him as your Savior. Aren't you thankful tonight that we don't have to go to hell? Thank God for that. Now, if that was just the sermon, that's pretty good, amen? But don't get excited, there's two more points now. Don't put your shoes on just yet. Point number two, why should we be thankful? Because the Bible tells us to. It's a commandment. Now, we're going to do some little exercise here, okay? Ready? Don't worry, we're not going to do push-ups. I couldn't do it anyways. But we're going to see, every time we see the word thanks or thanksgiving, we're going to say it out loud. Now get ready. We're going to do it a bunch. Okay? Psalms 26:7. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell us all thy wondrous works. Now we're commanded to be thankful. Psalm 69:30. Ready, beloved? Here it goes. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with We're commanded to. Psalms 95, 2. Let us come before his presence with and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with and into his hearts with praise. Be unto him and bless his name. Are you getting the picture that we're to be thankful tonight? Psalms 107, 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of and declare his works with rejoicing. Psalms 116, verse 17. Now don't get lazy on me now. Ready? Don't shout it out. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of and will call upon the name of the Lord. Psalms 147, verse 7. Don't you love the scripture verses? Aren't you glad that we can be thankful? Aren't you glad we don't have to be crabby and mad and upset all the time? We have a God that loves us. Sing unto the Lord with? Sing praises unto the harp, unto our God. Jane, you got your harp tonight? At home, okay. Next time I preach, you can play it while I preach. It'd probably be more entertaining than my preaching. Philippians 4, 6. Here it goes. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with? Let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4, 6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with? Hey, praise the Lord. Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Are you getting the picture yet? Do you have it in your heart? Are you thankful? Are you part of the nine? When was the last time you thanked the Lord? When was the last time you told him you love him? When was the last time you got on your knees and said, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for giving me the house. Thank you for my family. Thank you that I live in America. Thank you that I got a great church. Thank you. Thank you. Just saying it makes you feel good, doesn't it? Where do we leave off? Psalms 18:49, I think. Therefore will I give unto thee, O Lord, and among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Psalm 35:18. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Psalms 79:13. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever, and will show forth all thy praise to all generation. Beloved, did you get the point? I've got a bunch of more verses. We could be here a while longer, just giving God thanks. Can we do Psalm 92:1, David? Psalm 92:1. I love this one. We might do them anyways. Ready? It is a good thing to give unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. I love thanksgiving because it almost forces me to be thankful. I'm a little upset, though. I wrote a poem a number of years ago. It blessed your soul. I was going to bring it tonight, and I forgot. It has to do with turkey and stuffing and eating too much. I'll have to bring it again. Maybe I'll read it on the radio. Psalm 105:1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. We won't read it for sake of time, but Psalms 107:1. Psalms 118:29. Colossians 3:17. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And everything give thanks. That's hard to do, beloved. But we do it because he deserves our praise. The Bible is very clear that we're to be thankful and act thankful. For the world, being thankful is not a natural thing. But guess what? We're not of the world. We're saved. We're born again. We're renewed. We have a new master. We have a new purpose. We no longer listen to the devil. We've got God is our master. And we're going to do his bidding. And guess what God wants us to do? To worship him. And you can't worship when you're crabbing and complaining about stuff. It's physically impossible. Worship him. Be thankful. Be known as a thankful person. How many of you remember Ruby Snyder? Man, I miss Ruby. If I was ever having a down day, I looked up Ruby. Now, you might have got kissed in the cheek and hugged, but I missed her. One time I thought she was planting one on me. She grabbed me like this. I thought, oh, my father, she's right on the lips. How many of you remember little Brittany? Remember Brittany? Brittany Wyrick! I'd brace myself because it was coming. For those who don't know, Brittany was a sweetheart. She was, and I don't know how to say these, she was maybe mentally developed. Of course, I look at me and people wonder the same thing. And she'd run, and I'd brace myself. One time, she about took me into the orchestra pit. I need to lift me up. You know why? She just loved people. I praise God for her. Yeah, I have a bad attitude sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I'm judgmental of people. I am. Brittany wasn't. Didn't matter, short or tall, big or thin, Brittany didn't care. You know, have you ever wondered that sometimes we have it backwards? We're the ones with the mental disabilities. We hold prejudice. We won't talk to certain people. We get mad. We hold grudges. We won't forgive people. You get someone that's got some developmental disabilities, they don't care who you are. They love you. Remember the time we had the bell choir here? And we had the, I think they have Down syndrome, maybe is what they were. And they ran the bells. And the one teacher's up there, and she's like, what am I doing? I'm on the wrong page. And the kids right away, oh, it's okay, Mrs. So-and-so. We all make mistakes. Oh, we love you. It's all right. Do that at church sometimes. Man, you get crucified. Who's disabled, beloved? Boy, it's getting awful quiet on here. I better move on. You show me a person who's not thankful, and I'll show you a person who's struggling spiritually. Someone once wrote, thank you, God, for giving me many gifts of my very own. Thank you, God, for giving your only son for sin to atone. Thank you, God, for giving me salvation full and free. Thank you, God, for giving me a beautiful life knowing thee. Thank you, God, for giving me the Holy Spirit, three in one. Thank you, God, for everything. You left nothing undone. Thank God. Why should we be thankful? Number three. Oh, wow, we're getting close. We're getting close. Because we have so much to be thankful for. We've got so much to be thankful for. I'm just going to say this, and you should be thankful. Jesus. We have Jesus. We have Jesus. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. He's Emmanuel. He's the King of Kings. He's the light of the world. He's the morning star, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, the Good Shepherd, the Way, Lord of Lords, Anointed One, Bread of Life, Chief Cornerstone, Great High Priest, Heir of all things, Holy and Righteous One, Lord of Glory, Messiah, Teacher, the Most Holy, the Truth, the Word of God. We have Jesus. Praise God. How about salvation? Psalms 18:46, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. We used to sing that in prayer group when I was at Pensacola many years ago. Many years ago. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Remember that, Dan? And we would get into it. I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to. We'd be like, the Lord, up, up. Oh, man, we'd get up. Blessed be the rock and let the God. We'd go crazy and have a good old time. Sometimes people walk by and like, what are they doing in there? I'm like, we're rejoicing in the Lord. We just had to be careful who we rejoiced around. That's all. We had a great old time. We'd sing, carry on. I mean, some of us get excited about a buffet. We might as well get excited about the Lord. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 62:1, truly my soul waiteth upon God. For him cometh my salvation. Not my wallet, not my job, not the president, not the Senate, not the House, not politics, thank God. My salvation. Psalm 62:6-8, He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us all. Selah. This is a good verse here. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not at works, lest any man should boast. We should be thankful for salvation. We can be thankful for America. Now think about this politically. I'm not an expert in political science, but by observation, facts, America, with all its faults, is still the best political experiment that civilization has ever come up with. Monarchy, dictatorship, socialism, communism, what do they all have in common? They've all failed miserably. But our government, with all its problems, is still the best form of government on this planet. We have freedom of speech, freedom to vote, freedom of travel. Why should we be thankful? How about religious freedoms we have? We can meet in this beautiful church anytime we want, as long as we want, as much as we want, without fear of someone coming in and shutting us down. As a matter of fact, if someone harasses us, we can call the police and they can get arrested. Try that in North Korea tonight. Try that in many places. It has been said there's more people persecuted for their faith today than there's ever been, ever in the history of the world. We have a lot to be thankful for. Someone once said, thank God for everything, the big things and the small. For every good gift comes from God, the giver of them all. All too often we accept without any thanks or praise the gift God sends us as blessings each and any day. And so that is this Thanksgiving time. We offer up a prayer to thank you, God, for giving us a lot more than our share. First, thank you for the little things that often come our way. The things we take for granted, but don't mention when we pray. The unexpected courtesy, the thoughtful, kindly deed, a hand reach out to help us in time of sudden need. Oh, make us more aware, dear God, of little daily graces that come to us with sweet surprise from never dreamed up places. Then thank you for the miracles we are much too blind to see, and give us a new awareness and our many gifts from thee. And help us to remember that the key to life and living is to make each prayer a prayer of thanks and everyday thanksgiving. Think about this, beloved. We have a Christian radio station that plays gospel music, sacred, bluegrass, southern gospel, preaching, Bible commentary, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there's a handsome man that runs it. Yeah, damn. How about damn? What do you guys think I'm talking about? Gospel tracts can be given out freely. Tonight. The Bible's available freely to us. You got a phone, you can probably download 50 versions if you wanted to. Free. You got Wi-Fi? With today's technology, we've never had more opportunity to study God's Word or to read His Bible or to hear preaching in the history of the world. I'm telling you, we're blessed. You can get thousands of sermons on the internet or your phone if you wanted to. I don't have internet. Go to the library. Get a little set of headphones. You could sit there all day, 10, 12 hours a day, and listen to preaching if you wanted to. Free. Praise God. That's amazing. That's amazing. We have a lot to be thankful for. T is for thankfulness, for many joys and blessings. H is for home so warm and bright. A is for autumn, time for harvest and abundance. Don't you love the fall? I was driving Sunday. Me and Nate were taking home Nancy. And I'm telling you, the sun was out and those leaves were dancing. There was gold and yellow and orange and purple. And it was gorgeous. And I kept thinking to myself, man, that's a gorgeous tree. That's a beautiful tree. Wow, that's fantastic. And then it hit me. Nancy can't see any of it. I'm blessed. I was so convicted. I thought, Lord, when was the last time I thank you for my eyesight? When's the last time I thank you, Lord, that I have fairly decent eyes? When's the last time I even thanked you that other than just a few ailments with my ankle, I've been pretty healthy? When's the last time I told you thank you? Lord, when was the last time I thank you for a beautiful wife and beautiful kids? When was the last time I told you I'm thankful? And I'm here to say it had been too stinking long. Too long. K is for kitchens where good food is cooked. Aren't you glad for that? And I won't be cooking, so we'll have food. G is for gathering of family and friends. I is for inheritance we share. V is for vision that pilgrims held so dear. I is for high ideals and all they plan. N is for native country, brave and great and free. G is for great goodness to our land. And L is for lemon bars. That's not it. I added that in, lemon bars. That's for you, Mrs. Mott. I love for lemon bars. Man, they're good. She made a bunch for Share-a-thon. And I actually put most of them out, but I kept extra. One year, this is the truth now. She made a huge plate. I took the lemon bars to my office. She put them down. When no one's looking, I stole them, put them in my office. I stole them during a Christian Share-a-thon. Woo, that's good. And so I put them there, and I shut the office, my door. And I took another plate, a styrofoam plate, and I took like six or eight. And I put them out, and I kept the rest of my office, and I ate them the rest of the week. I ate all of them. That's the truth. I am a total hog. It was awful. We got a lot to be thankful for, don't we, beloved? We got a lot to be thankful for. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. We've got a lot to be thankful for. I've said it. If I only could win the lottery. Boy, how many times you said that? Last lottery, I know. David, I never thinking about being rich. Okay, I'm carnal, I do. It wouldn't solve my problems. It really wouldn't. I think it would. But who knows my needs? God does. He knows my needs. If a sparrow can't hit the ground with God's knowledge, he knows what's going on. And beloved, I'm here to tell you, he hasn't forgotten about you. He knows your needs. He knows what you're going through. He knows the trials and tribulations you have. You have a father that loves you more than you'll ever know. He sent his son to die for you. You're not alone. You're not forsaken. You're not by yourself. You're not a mistake. God cares for you. We've got a lot to be thankful for. Here comes the word you can't wait to hear in conclusion. It's been said, be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? It's been said, be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. It's during those times that you can grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you an opportunity for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build and strengthen your character. My dad used to say, everything built character. Taking out the trash, built character. Cleaning up the dog mess, guess what? Builds character. Eating that shredded wheat cereal that you could take, you know, the shredded wheat things that look like, you know what I'm talking about? You could take them and clean the bathtub with them. I had to eat those. Guess what they built? Character. I said, Dad, what's character? He says, you must not have enough because you keep asking me what it is. Eat your Brussels sprouts. Be thankful for your mistakes. They'll teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary because it means you're making a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who also are thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Beloved, I hope I've made the point tonight. Preaching to myself, let's just be thankful. Number one, because we don't have to go to hell. Number two, because the Bible tells us to. And number three, because we have much to be thankful for. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that I've preached.